This coming Sunday at Carnegie Hall, Debbie Friedman performs in concert. Debbie Friedman's name and music may not be familiar to most Americans, but in many synagogues and Jewish schools and summer camps, her songs are the sound of contemporary American Judaism.
Broken hearts, shattered visions, pieced together, one by one. Heard another and the world's destroyed, but save a life and you will save the world.
This lyric, Save a Life and Save the World, is drawn from the great compilation of rabbinic law, the Talmud.
No more darkness, no more hiding, no more crying, no more lies. Looking for the way back home again, save a life and you will save the world.
Debbie Friedman is 46, and while she's not an ordained cantor, she has led Jewish congregations in song as a cantorial soloist. She's taught songs to children, she's toured the country and abroad, and above all, she has written song settings of Jewish liturgy. She started in 1971.
Well, a melody came to my head as I was sitting on a bus, and I didn't know what to do with the melody because I didn't feel confident in terms of being able to write lyrics. So I said it to the Ve'ahavta, the Thou Shalt Love prayer, and then I taught it to a group of teenagers, and it worked for them. They were able to really get into it. And as I looked at them while they were singing, they were standing with tears in their eyes and they were holding on to each other. It was quite moving. And I realized at that point that there was something happening, that there was a need that needed to be filled. And that was how I started.
In the world of Jewish music, Debbie Friedman has achieved something rare. Some of her pieces have become part of weekly services in synagogues of the Reform, Conservative, and Reconstructionist movements, most notably a prayer for healing called Misha Berach, the one who blesses.
Misha.
Debbie Friedman's Misha Berach speaks volumes about American Judaism today. Her lyrics refer to our mothers as well as our fathers. It's the inclusive language of the 1990s. The words glide from Hebrew to English and back to Hebrew. Her concerts aren't so much performances to the audience as communal events, part sing-along, part healing service. And that is her central theme, healing.
There's none of us who's immune to the need for healing. Every day of our lives, every one of us has to face things that are uncomfortable. And I think if we had tools with which we could face our pain and know that we could emerge more whole, then we would be okay. And I think that's the purpose of this prayer, is to both go in to the pain and to come out the victor.
It really is only very recently that we could speak of Jewish religious music as being the work of a woman. It just wouldn't have made sense to people of a century ago or even a half century ago.
Robert, I don't think it made much sense to people in this century either. I hate to say this, but I think had I been a man, then I think that my work would have been received much more quickly, much more readily. Had I been a part of an institution as opposed to having been perceived as an artist. there was a lot of resistance. And in some places, there still continues to be resistance to this kind of music. I think some of the resistance is due to the fact that it parts from the traditional motif of prayer. And it also, what it does is it says, we want everyone participating. We don't want a soloist. People need to be participating. People need to pray, and they need tools with which they can pray. And we need to make those tools available for them.
When I have heard your Misha Berach, the prayer for healing, I think when I first heard it sung in a Reform temple, I was very much struck by what I was hearing, because I think I'd always assumed that in a Reform temple that healing was really considered the work of the numerous doctors who belonged to the congregation, and that not a subject for prayer. And renewal of spirit was probably about the psychiatrists, I figured.
Well, early on in Reform, there was a leaning toward more intellectuality and less emotional, less spiritual. That anything that was irrational really didn't have a place. And I think that the greatest breakthrough that has happened in these past maybe 20, 25 years is that those walls are crumbling, that people have found now that we need to be integrated human beings that both know and think and also feel.
Do you hear parallels, or do people remark on parallels between what you've done and what contemporary singers and music writers in American Christian churches have done in recent years?
That's really interesting. Some people have compared my work to the work which Amy Grant has done. Of course, she has crossed over. I've not yet crossed over. That's the most obvious comparison that people have brought to my attention.
That you're the Jewish Amy Grant. You've heard this one before.
Yes. It's a great compliment. She has done wonderful work in the Christian community and has facilitated and are helping them, helping the many, many people arrive at very deep and meaningful experiences spiritually.
Debbie Friedman, who sings at Carnegie Hall in New York City on Sunday. This is from a recording of her first concert there in January 1996. And you shall be